Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. As we continue praying for families that are affected by a number of different things and trials that happen in life, we are praying for families this morning that have been or may be in the future affected by human trafficking. Human trafficking is defined as this: a type of violence that commodifies human life by exchanging the ability to abuse and or exploit a person or for something of value. It is becoming increasingly worse, this idea of human and child trafficking, because of the consumer demand caused in part by pornography. And so there are more families than you realize that have been affected by human trafficking in some way. You can find out more about these things at fightthenewdrug.org, where they tell about the dangers of pornography and how it helps to fuel human trafficking. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11 tells us that suffering will happen, that time and chance happen to them all. And we are also told in the New Testament that if we are suffering, if we have a care, we need to cast it to God, 1 Peter 5, verse 7, and that we do so because God cares for us. He cares for us individually, and He cares for those families, especially those families that are facing trials and difficulties. And so would you pray with me at this time for families that have been affected by human trafficking? Father in heaven, we thank You for Your care and concern for us. We thank You for the examples that we have in Your Word that we can look to when we face trials and difficulties. Examples like Job, when difficult things happen, when we lose family members, when things happen that are unexpected in life, that we need to look to You. And we pray for families at this time that have been affected in this way by human trafficking. In whatever way that they have been affected, we pray for them, Father. We ask that You would hold Your hand upon them through the church there that's in their communities. And we pray that these families would look to Your Word and comfort, for comfort, and that they would look to it for guidance, and that they would pray to You, that they would cast their cares and their sorrows upon You because You care for them. And we pray that they would seek help from the church that's in their area. And Father, we desire that these families would trust in You, that they would depend on You to make things right in the end for the evils found in this world. And Father, we pray for these families in their times of need, that we could help them in whatever ways that we can. We pray, Father, that we would have the opportunities and the resources to help them and to seek out ways and places in which to help them. And Father, we pray for families that might be facing these challenges in the future, would look to other families that would have been affected by human trafficking in any way. And we pray, Father, that we would not help to fuel this fire and the evils that are found in any way. Father, we pray that we would pray, we ask that we would pray more for these families and for any family affected and for the evils that are found in this world. We pray, Father, and we trust in You to make all things right in the end. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name and by His authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on You. Until next time.
My soul.